Welcome back to Spiked Up. We're here at episode 9 now, and I'm here with my co-host and also Olympic qualifier, Rose.
Hello, guys.
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Tired this morning, but I'm happy.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was such a good race to watch.
We're recording live from China.
Yeah.
We're in Shenzhou.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
I never know how to say it.
Yeah,
Just tell people that we've been in Shanghai because it's so much easier.
Yeah, me too. You know, we're actually saying thank you, Roll, as well. It's not she.
No. Oh, what is it?
It's like that's how you spell it, but it's pronounced like or something like that. Like we can't pronounce it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because every time I say it, they either don't know what I'm saying, they just ignore me, or they laugh.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Kara discovered. She was like, someone said it to her back.
Oh.
And yeah, it was different.
Oh,
or she heard it or something.
The only word, well, I already knew it before coming is, before coming. Before coming. It's the name.
Yeah. I love, like, I've done it so many times, like, on runs when, like, people are, like, waving and stuff. I'm always just like, Nia.
Yeah.
And they love it.
We were doing it this morning.
Yeah, so many people say, like, hello.
Yeah.
Also, Suzhou, is really good for running.
It's great for running.
Yeah.
There's, like, a big lake, like, literally right on our doorstep. And it's, like, what was it, 14K around?
Yeah.
I think it was 14K.
Without the construction, probably 14.
Yeah. We did it for our long run this morning. It was so good. It's so good just to go for a run and not have to, like, stress about, like, where the loop is or just, like...
And before we knew it, it was already half an hour as
well.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. It was really good.
China, I like you.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. It's, like, when we've gone out for food as well, like, it's been
so
really
easy.
Good. And coffee.
Coffee's good?
Yeah, coffee's been just as good as London, I think. So, So, what we're all waiting for, do you want to get into your race recap?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Sarah was actually pacing the race, but... Sarah was in front of me. So you were pacing the first pack.
Yeah.
Which was, what, 69s?
So it was meant to be 70s for the first K and then 69s for the second.
Right.
So, which is 5:48, which is exactly what I did.
Okay. 2K. That's good.
Yeah. So I just, like, stuck on the lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell how you were meant to be the first pacer?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was meant to be first pacer, go to 2K, and then the girl... the second pacer was meant to go to 3K. That's what I was told. And then we're walking from call room one to call room two, and the other pacer, like, we introduce ourselves, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, I do 4 laps and you keep going to 3K. And I'm like, what? Like, this isn't what I've been told. And she's like, no, that's what's happening. And then G'day was there as well. And she's like, yeah, you go as long as you can. And I was just like, kind
if
of panicking.
If you're saying that to you, you're like, okay, do whatever you want.
I'm like, sure, girl.
Yeah. Yes, boss.
I'll try my best.
Yeah.
But then I got into the call room and I kind of started freaking out because I was like, Nick, like, what if I'm doing, like, I'm obviously going to go behind the girl in front of me. It's going to probably look like a hot mess. I don't want Nick to be stressed. Like, I want to make sure I do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so there was one English speaking person in the call room too. And, he knew, like, he had the race director's number and he was like, I'll call them straight away. It was the guy who helped you. And he called her and then confirmed that I was second pacer,
your girl.
My girl, we'll get to that later, guys. So Winnie, the other pacer, was to do 4 laps and then I was to go as long as I
she
could.
She set you up, didn't she?
She literally went so hard and she was, like, at the blue lights, which is too fast. Like, that's ahead of the actual pace, the green lights of the pace. And so I ended up just doing the 5 laps on my own. And they weren't even really on me. I dropped back a bit, got them on me and then... got back on the pace, but anyway, enough about the pacing. It got exciting after I dropped down.
Well, my race, I wasn't really in the race. Like, I wasn't in, like, that front pack. So the race was set up. The first wave lights were 14:30.
Yeah.
And then there was a second wave light for the Olympic qualifier.
Yeah.
And there was probably, like, four of us on the wave lights. It was me, Izzy, Lauren, and then another girl from Burundi. And, yeah, on the second lights. And we were sort of, like, working in a pack the whole way. Izzy was leading that pack. Then it was Lauren. Then was the girl from Burundi. And then it was me, just, like, at the back. And it was sort of like that for six laps, I think. And then after that, I noticed, like, we were sort of off the lights a bit.
Yeah.
And they were probably, like, they were getting away from us. And I was like, oh, like, I feel, like, kind of okay now. Like, should I just... like, bite the bullet, go around the girls and just go on the wave lights and see if, like, they follow me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have to get this race going. So I did. And I just followed the lights the whole way.
Good.
But I couldn't, like, I don't know if they followed me. Like, I think it was so much of a blur and I was, like, so focused on the lights I wasn't really, like, focused on anyone else around me.
Yeah, yeah. I think they did. They tried to go after you.
Yeah.
I can't, like, remember exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they tried to go after you, but you kind of gapped it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, I had to put in a pretty big surge to get back on.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wanted to get on and then settle back into the pace.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I just stayed on the lights until probably two laps to go. And then I was like, girl, you need to go for it. And because, like, there's nothing worse than just staying on the lights and then you're at the back of the lights and you run, like, 14:52 when you miss the time.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I was like, you just need to be in front of the lights so you don't see them. So just, like, put in as much effort in as you can. And the whole time I felt really good. Like,
you
looked
so good.
I never really got... because, like, usually in a 5K I'm... like, battling a lot of, like, mental demons after maybe, like, 3K.
Yeah.
And I really have to break the race down, like, lap by lap.
Yeah.
Just to get through. But I didn't really feel like that today. Like, it was just one of those races where everything went well, body felt good, and I just felt really strong. And I was just, like, so determined to follow the pace. Like, nothing else mattered.
Yeah.
I do remember saying to myself, like, a K to go, being like, you're not going to run another 5K. You don't want to run another 5K to chase the time, so you better do it now.
Yeah, yeah. I think as well, like, that moment where you chose to go after the lights, that's the split-second decision that makes or breaks your race, I reckon.
Yeah, and I was nervous because I was like, oh, like, it is hard. Like, you have to back yourself, but I also knew that, like, I was running a lot out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it now. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are the races that you have to take a chance.
Yeah, especially if you're feeling good. Wait, did you decide to get after them after six laps, did you say?
I think it was six laps. It was around 2.5K.
Yeah.
So I remember looking at the time at 3K and I was 8:55. So...
yeah, okay.
I think that's spot on. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm really bad with my paces.
That does sound right, though.
Yeah. Well, 9 minutes is 15-minute pace. Yeah, yeah. So sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was so exciting, like, because as well, you were getting, I obviously could see you were on the lights and I knew you were just following the lights, but you were also gaining on the front pack.
Yeah.
Which was so exciting. Like, you were right, like, in the race.
Yeah, which honestly helped me a lot because the front pack slowed a fair bit.
Yeah.
And there was people dropping off the front pack. So I was just picking up those people as I went through.
Yeah.
And I feel like that spurred me on
a
lot. Like, yeah. No, it was good. Like, I'm really happy with it.
Yeah.
It was, like, I wasn't sure. I knew I could run it, but I wasn't sure, like, how fast I would run. Or, like, in the back of my mind going to the race, I really wanted to run 14:48, but I never voiced it. It was just, like, that little number I had in the back of my head being like, oh, it would be nice to run that.
Yeah.
So when I heard 14:47, I was like, yes. Like, good. And it's funny because my PB before... this was 14:57, and then before that was 15:07.
Wow. So I'm just taking 10-second chunks.
Yeah,
up.
But it's always in the sevenths.
Yeah.
Like, so what's the next one going to be? But no, I'm really happy with it. Like, it's nice to get the time now, and I can now race. Not that racing isn't fun, but I can be a bit more relaxed going into these races and maybe a bit more risky.
Yeah, and also you can compete rather than focusing on the time.
Exactly.
You can just, like, take the race as it comes. Like, if it's slow, that's fine. Like, you don't need a fast time.
Yeah.
I think as well, like, last year you were definitely in shape to run really fast, but, like, you just didn't get the race for it.
Yeah. I feel like, leading into Worlds, I was so fit. Like, I never had felt that fit before.
Yeah.
But my race at Worlds, obviously, it was a slow heat with a fast kick down. And, like, I ran 15:07 there, but it was off a really slow pace.
Yeah.
And after that, I was injured. So I didn't really have, I didn't have a chance to
run
the time, like, run a fast race. But, yeah.
So now you've done it.
Now I've done it. Good start.
Yeah. So a big week for the
big week. I know, two Olympic qualifiers
and friend of the show,
Georgia.
Yeah,
too. So yeah, China, you have been good to us.
I also loved seeing you after the race.
Oh that was nice.
Yeah, it was so exciting. You got it though. Like, there's so much emotion.
Yeah,
like, that goes into it, and it's like a stress release.
Exactly. Yeah. And honestly, hearing you on the 200 start the whole way actually, like, really spurred me on. Like, it was really nice just to hear a familiar voice and, like, just, like, someone rooting for you.
I was screaming so hard in the last lap. Yeah. I knew you were, like, had passed the lines. I was so close to calling out, you're going to get, like, you're going to the Olympics. But then I was like, I don't want to say that. And then something happened.
It's funny because, in Nijmegen 2021, when me and Izzy were going for the Olympic qualifier, then we were on pace and there was pace lights and it was set for 15:10, and we were in front of the pace lights the whole way. And when I say I blew up so hard, and I think I ran the last two, I think I've told this story, but I ran the last 200 in 40 seconds. But I just remember, like, seeing the lights, like, in my peripheral, just, like, slowly coming up behind me. And I was like, stay in front. And I clocked a 40-second last 200. And Nick was on the 200 mark being like, stay in front of the lights. Just follow the lights. So it was, like, flashbacks of that.
Yeah.
But it was a bit quicker.
I think the lights, like, I was talking to Morty last night, and they can really help or, like, really not help.
Yeah. I find them, if you're off and you just see them going away, it's really, like, it can get a bit negative.
And demoralizing.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing it get further and further away.
Yeah. And that's when you have to sort of just, like, not look at them.
Yeah.
But they also look a lot further ahead than what they actually are, because they look like they're going so fast.
Yeah.
But then if you are on, they are really helpful. So I feel like, depending on your mood, it's a win-lose situation.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. But, no, it was a good week. So, should we go through our training weeks then?
Yeah. I reckon we'll wind it back to the week leading into your race. So, start Saturday.
Back in Nui.
How long ago does that feel?
It feels like, I mean, I've only been here for 4 days, and it feels like I've been here for, like, 2 weeks. But you've been here for, like,
not even 10 days. I think I've been here. I got here last Friday morning. So I've been here for, like, 9 days. I have lived so many lives.
I can't, like, and I literally feel like your race was, like
years ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah. I feel like it was so long ago. I'm going to get home and just be like, oh, like, this, that feels like forever ago.
Yeah. Sorry about my cough, guys. I've had this cough for so long, and I feel like it's just, like, gotten so much worse being here from all the smog, the fire and everything.
Yeah, it kind of feels like hay feverish here.
Yeah.
So we apologize.
We both,
have a little tickle.
Yeah. We've got a tickle, we will admit.
Sue us.
I'm sorry. All right, should we go into our training week?
Yeah.
All right, so my training week was Saturday, track session back in Nui. So going into this session, I actually had a bit of a sore Achilles. Like, the day before this session, this is actually funny. I was on a run, and I was meant to do an hour, and Scotty came on the bike, and I, like, literally couldn't run. Like, it was my, soleus.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say peroneal, but it was my soleus. It was really, really tight. And you know when it's so tight, it's, like, grabbing?
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, a bit worried about it, but I wasn't that worried. I was more just like, I knew I had a big track session the next day, so I didn't want to like ruin that.
Especially with a race in a week.
In a week on an easy hour run.
Yeah.
So I just like walked it in home after 50 minutes. I had to walk for like 2K home. Scotty was on the bike and he was like, oh, do you want me to W? Like, it's all right. I'm just going to walk. And he was like, well, see y'all. He rode off and Izzy messaged me and she was just like, oh, how you been going? And I was like, oh, no good. I had to do a walk of shame home yesterday. I walked for 2K and she was like, oh, no, how's your running?
And I was like, not what I
love. I was like, yeah, yeah, I had to do the walk of shame. She's like, yeah, how's your running going? I was like, I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
And then it clicked. I was like, oh.
Wrong idea, is it? Wrong
idea, sorry. I actually meant that my Achilles story had to walk home. So dumb. But yeah, that was funny. But anyway, it wasn't too bad. I just like, I kind of got it like okay for this track session. It was a big one, so we did just a mile easy to start with in 5:12, and then we did 2x800, which were meant to be, so throughout the session we were like getting quicker.
Yeah,
so it was mile, 2x8, mile, 4x4,
yeah,
mile.
Okay,
so pretty much 5x mile.
Yeah, yeah,
broken.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it was a lap jog recovery.
And what's 5:12? That's 78. Yeah, that's yeah. Really it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So we did 5:12 for the first mile. And then I did 2:26 and then 2:23. They were off a minute. And then lap jog. And then we did a mile, which was in 4:50. And then...
Well, that's quick.
Yeah.
That's like 72.
Yeah, it felt quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
73.
And I was thinking was, oh my God, I got to run another mile quicker than that. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Oh, the miles are getting quicker too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is hard.
Yeah. So it was 4:50 lap jog. And then, so it was 4x400. And I did off. So they were meant to be off 45.
Yeah.
But I was gassed. So Scotty was like, oh, just take a minute because I want you to run this last mile like well.
Yeah.
So I got an extra 15 seconds. So we did 70, 67, 67, 67.
Nice.
I was getting dropped so hard by the boys. I was just holding on the back. Lap jog and then hard mile at the end, which I ran 4:37.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, wait.
I was pretty proud of that.
Hold up, people. 4:37 is like a good mile time for like a race.
Yeah. So originally Scotty wanted me to run 70s and I was like, I don't think I can run 70s. Like I was like pretty negative and he kind of played some mind games with me and he was like, all right, first lap 72, second lap 70. Yeah. And then I want you to take the lead on the third lap and just go hard, but not too hard. Just feel good at the front.
Yeah.
Just push it a bit. And so I did and I ended up running 68.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Monty, which is one of my training partners, is going to go to the lead in the last lap and run hard and I just want you to follow him.
Yeah.
So he ran 66.
Wow.
So he set it up pretty well for me because going into that, I was like, there's no way I can run 70s. Like the 4:50 mile felt hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I surprised myself.
That's really good, like a race specific session too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it was obviously with this 5K in mind.
Yeah.
And like the last mile is always going to be quick.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, I was really happy with that. I feel like it was one of those sessions where you know it's going to be a hard session and it's like one of those, you know those sessions you go into and you just know there's specific times you're going to have to hear. I didn't know the session like going into it. He told me when I got there.
Yeah.
But he just told me to be ready.
Yeah.
And I was like, when Scotty says that, I'm like, again, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the day before I was like, it's better just to cut 10 minutes off your run, don't double.
Yeah.
And get this like focus on the session.
Yeah.
So.
Were you spiked up?
Yeah, I spiked up for the 400s and then the last mile.
Yeah, okay.
Which, actually, no, sorry, I didn't spike up for the 400s because of my calf, my Achilles.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't going to spike up for the last mile, but I was like, I need the extra boost.
Yeah, yeah. And at that point, if your leg's fine,
exactly,
you may as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, nah, that was a good session.
Really good session.
And then in the evening, I just did 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And my calf was pretty sore on this. I was meant to elliptical because I actually cut the warm down short because my calf was grabbing pretty bad.
Okay.
And so I only did a 2K warm down. And then I was like, go to elliptical. But then I couldn't find my gym card. So I was like, so I did a sneaky jog when I shouldn't have. So,
okay, unpopular opinion. Well, I don't know if this is unpopular, but I actually reckon the elliptical is hard on your calves.
Well, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
I get quite sore. Like, they feel really tired.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, you try and keep your feet in
yeah.
the position. You actually use your calf to like move the thing. Well, I do.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm on my toes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did a jog and it was sore, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. Sunday, I just did an hour 45.
Yeah.
I kept it flat again because of my calf. I actually, there was a Newcastle Marathon was on.
Oh, I didn't even know they had a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, they do actually. Sarah Clyde ran it. 2 years ago she ran like 2:30 there, which is actually a really impressive run because it's not a fast course.
Is it on road?
It's on road. It's on road and footpath.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's really good.
I know, so I heard on that day I was like, actually really good.
Yeah,
I was thinking of that on my long run. Yeah, because it's always windy. It's along the water and it's always windy along there.
Yeah, yeah.
So but anyway, I ran on, like, I started a bit later, so like I was sort of like getting the back end of all the runners.
Yeah.
So I just.
That's fun.
Yeah. I just jumped on the course and ran on there, which was good. There's all these people like cheering for me and I was like, not in a race.
Thank you, Mario.
But yeah, that was good. And calf was, it was sore, but like it never got worse. So
that's
that,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which the days before it was like getting worse pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I think it just needed like a few days. You know when it, like a few days, a bit of treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
And then Monday, I just did an easy hour, 13K at...
It's just loading.
Bear with us.
Bear with us.
The internet's not great.
At 4:20s. And then in the evening, I did 8K. And I don't usually do an 8K double on a Monday, but I knew... like, I wouldn't be getting that many Ks by the end of the week. So
yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to front end my week.
Yeah. Thank time, Ellie.
Yeah. But no, that was good. And then Tuesday, we did a session. I just did 8K in the morning because we do a session in the evening. And the session was 4K threshold. And then we just did 2x500 and then K, 2x500K.
Yeah.
So the 4K threshold was at 3:19, and then we took 2 minutes, and then the 500s was 1:28, and then 1:27, and we had 45 seconds between.
Yeah. Was this on the track or on a trail?
Oh, we're on the trail, on the Furley track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is like it's kind of like a rail trail, but
is that the one that's got the 2K that's like slightly has up a little bit up?
Yes. Yeah. 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 But we started a different spot. It's like a paved rail trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Like you can run pretty quick on this K.
Yeah.
So yeah, the 500s, we have 45 seconds between the 1:28, 1:27, and then we took a minute, and then the K was in 2:59, and then we had, I think we had 2 minutes. I must have stopped my watch, but we had 2 minutes between the set.
Yeah.
And then the next 500s were 1:27, 1:29, and then I ran 3:02 for the last K.
Nice.
Yeah. Which was like that K is, it's slightly downhill, slightly uphill. So you can kind of, if you go hard at the start and get your legs rolling, you can run pretty like fast on there, but without that much effort.
Yeah. You get
like,
rolling.
Yeah, like a 3 minute maybe feels like a 3:10 on like a normal course.
Yeah.
Like that effort. And then Wednesday I had the day off because I traveled to China.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we left early. I had to leave Newcastle at like 6. And I was like, I'm not going to wake up at 4 a.m. to do a run. Sorry.
Travel takes so much out of you.
It does.
Well.
And like, I would just, my legs would be so stale. Like,
yeah.
I'd just be so sore. So I was like, look, I'm just going to give myself a rest day. I haven't had a rest day in so long. So I'm going
to
treat myself.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so my flight was at 11. So, yeah, that was a pretty chill flight. I think we got here at like 10 o'clock because we landed at 8 and then it was a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
Which was pretty sad.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stitcher.
I know, because we, since we got off and there was, like, the people, like, our drivers were, like, waiting for us. And I was like, sweet, I'm so hungry, can't wait to get the hotel. And they were like, oh, do you need to go to the bathroom, like, 2-hour drive? And I was like, huh?
It's good that they told you, though, because I got on the bus and it was a 75-minute drive. Oh. And I was busting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really sad. That's honestly the worst thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 2 hours. It wasn't too bad, though. I saw Izzy, so we just yapped the whole time.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We have to do that tonight.
Oh, true.
It's 2 hours to the airport. Oh, like, we're going to the same airport.
Yeah. Don't let me sleep because I want to sleep on the flight.
Yeah, okay.
Just talk to me. You think we would have... We've actually covered every single topic I think we can cover.
Yeah, we literally said yesterday, the day of the race, we were walking to get a coffee and we were like, we have literally spoken so much rubbish and we have covered every single topic.
And as I said, I was like, if someone had a, like... Like, was listening into our conversations, they'd be like, these girls, like, they've obviously ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah. They're losing brain cells.
Sorry. And then, so yeah, rest day Wednesday, Thursday. I just did an easy 10K with Izzy around the lake here. We ran 4:20s. So, yeah, that was chill. And then I just did 30 minutes in the evening again with Izzy.
Yeah.
Around the lake. And then... Friday, I did 30 minutes with you and Cal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't actually put on my watch, but yeah, we also ran around the lake. I don't know how fast we ran, but...
Neither.
We'll just... It was
I'm getting relaxed. At 4:45.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And then I had the evening off, which was good. And then Saturday was race day. So I just did a shakeout in the morning, 15 minutes, again, along the water with Cal. And then... Yeah, raced.
Yep, and ran a huge PB.
14:47, and then did a 20-minute cool down. And then today, did a gorgeous long run around the same lake. We did a lap around the lake today. Yeah,
full lap.
Yeah.
There was a bit of construction.
Yeah. But... How funny was it watching all the guys, the construction workers on Smoko?
Yeah.
And they had, like, little, like rice bands.
Yeah, it was like street food kind of.
Yeah, but they're on Smoko. It was sick.
Yeah.
Australia would never.
Yeah. And yeah, the food was provided.
Yeah, it was so good. So yeah, just ran with Cez, yep. Jack, Sam Parsons, and Izzy.
Yeah. Crew.
Actually, it was a good crew.
Yeah, it was.
Good chat.
Yeah. It was chill chat. It was like there were bits of silence and then there was chatty bits.
Nothing worse.
It was perfect for post-race.
Yeah, nothing worse feeling when you're tired and you have to feel like you got to keep up a conversation on long run.
Yeah.
And you don't have the brain cells to talk. So you're just like, oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah. This morning was actually my ideal because I didn't have to input anything, but I could listen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, I input, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know
who was carrying the conversation, but it wasn't me.
I don't know who it was either.
Izzy, yeah. She always does. Says, how was your week?
It was pretty boring because, it was like in between races. But I also wanted to get in like a full week of training because I didn't want to like kind of waste a week, you know?
Yeah.
When I was just pacing. I raced Saturday night and then Sunday ran with Georgia. We did
girls.
Yeah, TG, sub-4.
The sub-4 girly pops. That would have been a happy long run.
It was, although we were so tired.
Yeah.
It was one of the kind of those out-of-body... It was better than a fever dream. Yeah, it was so hot.
Yeah. And,
like, we left it till... Like, we ran at 9, but that was already, like, stinking hot.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did 70 minutes at 4:50s, so that was nice. And then Monday... I did 30 minutes in the morning in Charmin with Cara.
Yeah.
And I think we went like 4:30s for that. It's not loading, but yeah, it was, 4:38s. And then we flew to Shanghai and then drove to Suzhou. And then we did 35 minutes in the afternoon at 4:50s with, so it was me, Cara, and Brian.
Yeah.
I don't think Cal was there. But, yeah, I'm getting confused. We all run together so much.
I feel like the days here just, like, we'll say that we feel like we're stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what day's which.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, like, the same food at the buffet The food's been so good.
No, it's like, great.
It's the same, so it just, like, gets confusing.
Yeah, I reckon this is, like, one of the best meets I've been to. The hotel, gorgeous.
It's 5-star.
It's freaking gorgeous.
And we have one of those curtains that, like, opens with a button.
Yeah.
And we have robes.
I haven't got out of my robe. Yeah. The only time I get out of my robe is when I have to leave the room, but then I get straight back into it. Yeah.
Literally on my run today, I was just thinking, I just want to get my robe.
Same. I'm going to, like, purchase one of these robes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get, like, a fancy one.
Yeah. They're so, it's something about them being white as well. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just so relaxing. It's so
bougie as.
Yeah. I love opening the curtain in the morning.
Oh, God. I could get used to this.
And they gave us, like, these little soaps to take home.
It's going
to
be so bad when I actually have to book my own hotel and I have to go to, like, the stingy-ass ones that I usually...
Yeah.
Like, all back to Ibis budget. I'm like, no.
We're also on level 22.
We're so high.
Yeah, we're so high.
Got a gorgeous view.
Gorgeous. All right, and then, so Tuesday, I did Threshold. So I did 5 by 6 minute threshold. And so we went to the track and it was kind of random. The guys were like, oh, do you want to do a bit of the threshold on the track and then go out and do it around the car park?
Yeah.
And the car park was so good. It was a road around the stadium, which was about 2.5K. So it was like perfect. And I was kind of like, oh, can't we just do the whole thing on the road?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, Cara had a threshold too. So I was like, oh, I'll help her do that. But it meant, so to get into the warm-up track, you have to go through security. So it meant that, like, in our 1 minute recovery, we had to go back out through security. So it was a bit weird. Anyway,
Did you make it through security in your 1 minute recovery?
Yeah, so I started at like 100 to go so that I'd finish
right
near the entrance.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, I did 5 by 6 minutes with a minute jog in between. And I averaged 3:30s for the whole thing. The first 6 minutes was like 3:26, and then I went 3:28 for the third 6 minutes, 3:30 for the fourth 6 minute, and then 3:24 for the fifth six minute.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so that was nice. I didn't bring my heart rate monitor because I thought I was doing a track session on Tuesday, so...
That's right.
Don't have the heart rate data for you guys.
Sorry.
Sue me. I think that's the second time I've said that.
Yeah, I think anyway. It's what you're saying.
Yeah. And then I did gym in the afternoon and a 5K double with Cara and Cal. And we went, 4:45s. And then Wednesday, I did a lovely hour run around the lake. I think this was 4:40s as well. The internet's taking so long. Yeah, 4:44s with Cara and Cal. And this was such a nice day. This was the pick of the days since we've been here.
Like, oh, really?
Perfect blue skies, like no
smog. Blue
skies? Yeah. It was really nice.
I don't know what a blue sky looks like here.
Yeah, it was lovely. And then...
Go off China.
Yeah. And then Thursday I did like a taper session. It was 2K. I went like 79s and then I had to do 5 200s at 35. And I think I did them all between 33, 34.
Yeah.
So that was just to get the pacing for Saturday. And then because I didn't want to taper too much, I did gym as well. And then I did half an hour on the elliptical that night. And then...
Wait, do they have an elliptical here?
Yeah, they have heaps.
What?
Yeah, so the gym here is really good for, like, there's so many treadmills, so many cross trainers and stuff, but the actual gym equipment is more, like, beach muscle vibe. Like, there's a Smith machine.
My vibe, beach muscle.
Yeah. But, like,
it's I'm not Venice. Getting...
Yeah. like, I don't even know what they're called, but they're all mostly upper body stuff. Yeah.
Sweet. I might go there after this.
Get your beach ball kind of thing. And then Friday I did 20 minutes of your 30-minute run.
Oh, yeah.
Which was lovely. And then Saturday I did a shakeout in the morning and then pace that night. And then today I only did 70 minutes of your long run. And, yeah, I think that was like 4:38s or 4:35s or something.
Gorgeous.
That was my week. Yeah, I'm glad I got like a decent week. I think I was still 96K for the week.
That's good.
With like a taper.
Yeah. I did say my week, but I wasn't very big. I was like, I missed two runs there. So I'm going to do the math real quick and say that I did 90K.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, correction, 91K for me.
Yeah, that's good. But I missed a day, so.
Yeah, true.
Nice.
Yeah, so good weeks for us.
Yes, the girly pops.
And
stop saying that.
I keep saying girly pops. Same. It's really bad.
It's really bad, but I kind of love it, but I also hate it.
And I keep saying slay.
Same.
Shout out to Griffo because she has like put slay into my vocab. We and have been never on been our in
slay-cation.
It.
I keep saying that. I'm like, shut up.
I said the most idiotic thing the other day and Rambo pulled me up on it.
What did you say?
I'm just trying to remember that. Oh, no, that's what I said. So, do you remember Falls Creek when we were getting coffee and we were just talking about like what coffees we get? And I said to you in Georgia, yeah, I'm on my almond milk grind right now. And Rambo heard it and he was like, don't you dare ever say almond milk grind again. And he just never lets me forget it. Anyway, at the airport, we got to choose where we were, like, if we wanted aisle or window. That's what they asked us. And then Collis was like to me, oh, what did you choose? And I was like, look, I'm an aisle girly on a long-haul flight and I'm a window girly on a short flight.
No, respect. I am the same.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said that realizing that, like, I said it for Collis, like,
yeah,
to make, because I knew he'd find that funny. And, of course, Rambo heard. And then Rambo chimes in and I'm like, here comes the almond milk comment.
Yeah.
And he's like, that was on par with your almond milk grind comment. And I was like, could have put money on the fact that you were going to say that.
You are so predictable.
Him and Jack are so predictable.
So, you know, when you say something and you just like, damn it, because you just know their reaction.
Yeah, we walk straight into it.
And you just hear Jack being like, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, they all say, or like, you'll say something like a bit, like, not dumb, but
yeah,
a bit, like, naive.
He says, read a book for once.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
It makes me so mad.
Well, you'll be like, you didn't know that?
Oh.
You didn't know how to do that?
Don't, because, oh, they don't listen, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're going to listen to this and then say it more.
But I always say it to them. I'm always like, I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah, same. I just get mad. Or I just look, give them one of my filthy looks.
I just do the fake, like, go in for the punch.
One day we'll actually punch them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't just say that.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's a cut.
Anyway, should we get to questions?
Questions and confessions, yeah.
Okay, let's just get them up. This is from Katie Ward. What do you find easier or harder, racing overseas / away or at home?
They're both very similar. I reckon racing overseas is probably easier because you sort of just go in, get the race done, and then once you leave, it's like out of my mind.
Yeah.
But I feel like at home, maybe there's a bit more pressure because it's like, not pressure, but like there's more hype around it because it's like in Australia.
Yeah, when we say home, we mean Australia because like you never race in
Australia.
We mean
Australia. I think in Australia, like maybe there's more people know you're racing.
Yes.
Like if I go to the track, like, and there's like, say, Sydney Track Classic, or people are like, oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't, no one really knows if I'm racing overseas or not.
Yeah, exactly. I think the running community is a lot smaller in Australia, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's just like it's like a direct comparison every single race. Whereas like you come overseas and it's like, you can just, like, there's no pressure on the outcome.
Exactly.
Blend in.
Yeah, but if you run well, then people kind of know about it. But if you don't, then
it's forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's asleep. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think as well, I actually like traveling for races because, like, you're in a little bubble. I don't know if that really, like, you know how you're in a bubble, you're zoned in.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, sometimes if you're at home, like, I worked the day before.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's so much other stuff happening.
Yeah.
So it is nice to, like, you know, have no distractions when you're away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So racing at home. I mean, racing away.
Yeah, racing away is easier.
Yeah.
Obviously, being around family and stuff is great, but for actual performance, I'd say it's easier.
Yeah.
Being away.
Yeah.
Okay. From Cameron McKellen. I'm starving this up today. Have you had any interesting interactions with the locals? Does China have much of a running culture?
I wouldn't say much running culture.
No.
There's not... I can't say I've seen many run clubs around.
No.
Not like Australia.
We do get looks that they're running.
Yeah. And interactions with the local... Like, it's kind of hard because English... isn't like that no one really speaks English here.
Yeah.
And like obviously we can't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Chinese is really hard to speak.
Yeah, it's so different from English.
Yeah. So I can't really say, like, everyone's been nice, but I can't really say that I've interacted too much with locals unless it's like a shop like owner or like, you know.
Yeah. Or they're trying to order a coffee.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So not really, to answer your question. Yeah.
That was like a really hard, long way of saying no.
It's also like pretty much the entire hotel is athletes. Like, yeah, they're here for the competition. So it's a very international hotel. Like, yeah, there aren't many locals apart from the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So should we go into our confessions?
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
I just
want to get mine off my chest.
Yeah.
Are we going to go first and then say them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well... mine's really sad. So, guys, I actually, like, finally bit the bullet and purchased a new laptop. And I was, like, so excited and, like, proud of myself because I, like, my laptop's been broken for ages and I've just been using my iPad. And I was like, God, I'm a businesswoman now. I need to get my act together. And so I finally purchased my laptop and I, like, set it up and everything. And I was like, woohoo. And I was so, like, happy with my new because I got an Air.
You know what was funny when you were texting me which laptop's using it? And I was like, whatever the opposite of top of the range is.
And I was like,
bottom of the range.
I was like, done.
Yeah. You literally said, sweet.
Yeah. I got the exact same one. Yeah. I literally had the exact same. Oh, no, I got the darker one.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they had left on the bottom of the range. The next one was like a bit more expensive. I was like, nah, we don't need that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing that much.
He was like, are you doing like editing and this and that? And I was like, nah, I don't edit the podcast, all good.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just doing Netflix.
Yeah. And the occasional online shopping.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're going to seem like idiots.
Yeah. So I got my laptop. I was so excited. And I set it up and everything. And it was all good. And then, like, 2 days later, I went to go on it. And I was like, put my password in. I was like, not working. And I was like, put it in again. I was like, weird, not working. And then I tried all these passwords that it could have been. And I have forgotten my password for my laptop.
Wait, what was the time frame here?
Like, 2 days.
Oh, Rose.
I know. I literally forgot my password to my laptop. And I was like, oh, it has a hint. All good. And I put, the hint is cat. Cat. Do you know, I have two cats and they're called Dougie and Daisy. I'm like, Dougie one, Daisy one. No.
How do you not remember?
I don't know.
2 days and with a hint.
Yeah, and I've locked myself out because I've tried too many times. I have to take my laptop into Apple and be like, I forgot my password. And you can access via your Apple ID, but I don't have my Apple ID password.
Oh, you need some sort of filing system.
I know.
For these, but not on the computer.
Not on the computer. Well, yeah. I don't know where Apple ID... Who forgets an Apple ID password too?
My dad. My dad forgets it. Every time.
Every time. Well, because on my phone, I just use Face ID.
Yeah, so I'm
going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know it. So I'm going to have to do, like, a little trip to Apple and reset all my passwords.
You didn't do the fingerprint?
Yeah, but because I haven't opened it in ages.
Oh, yeah, you have to do it.
The fingerprint won't work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so off myself. Anyway, that's my confession.
Mm. I'm glad you got off your chest, though.
I know. So dumb. What's yours?
So mine happened yesterday on the way to the race. So I had a run-in with the meet director of...
Sarah's never going to be allowed to a diamond league again.
Yeah, I was like, to cause this last week could have been my first and last diamond league. Anyway, so basically we're on the bus about to go out to the track and it's pretty much full. And Rose, we were on there really early, 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you realize that you forgot your
bananas. We were sitting down for like maybe like 5 minutes.
Yeah. You left at 3:53. to get your bananas. So you had 7 minutes because I remember looking at the time. Yeah. And we'd been on the bus for a bit of time before that. Anyway, Rose needed bananas, so she had to run back into the hotel. And, like, the buses to the track is, like, it's a dog-eat-dog world. If you miss it, you miss it. Like, they're not waiting for anyone. You don't sign up for a bus. You just get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was stress.
It is stressful. And it was filling up. And then this lady comes up to me, and she was like, oh, can I sit here? And your bag was still there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, my friend's just gone back into the hotel. She forgot something, but she's going to be back in a second. And she was like, what's your name? And I was like, Sarah. And I was like, and then because she seems like pretty abrupt. And she was like, okay, that's right, or something like that. And then I was like stressing because she was obviously like not too happy. And then Collis got on the bus and was looking for a seat. And I was like, Collis, like, I said this so she could hear, but I was like, Collis, is Rose like coming? Like, the bus is about to leave, but she just ran in. And Collis was like, yeah, yeah, she's just here. And then the lady goes to Collis, yeah, she won't let me sit with her. And I was like, ugh. And Collis just like laughed it off, whatever. Anyway, you get on the bus and she did see you.
Yeah.
Get on the bus. And then we get to the track and then we're signing in. And I'm checking it. I'm like, oh, women's 5,000, Sarah Billings. And she walks past and she's like, yep, you are Sarah Billings. And I was like, oh, no. Anyway, still at this stage, I didn't know who this person was. And then I walked into the track and I was like, Collis, please don't, like, please tell me that wasn't the meet director or something like that. And he was like, it is, it was the meet director. And, like, Cole's a sense of humour. I was like, oh, he's pulling my leg.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was the meet director.
So Sarah's never going to go to a dance league again.
Yeah.
And you know what? I did eat my bananas after all that.
I literally have sacrificed my chances of getting started in Diamond League so Rose could eat her stupid bananas and you didn't have them.
Sorry.
Oh, and it's so sad because I was like trying to do the right thing by you.
I know.
But
you were a good friend.
At the end of the day, you're the athlete.
Exactly.
So you should have a seat on the bus.
Sorry, girl.
Sorry. So yeah.
Honestly, at the end of the day, I should have just remembered my bananas.
Or just, why did she have to go back to get them? Okay, so I think you were a bit panicked.
I was so panicked. And I had this, like, I used to have a banana before I raced every time. And I, like, it was just my thing.
Yeah.
And I it's just habit.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't even have them anymore, but I just bring them.
Yeah, yeah.
So weird. Anyway, sorry. But
no, it's fine. Well, I mean, you ran 14:47.
So, look, it worked. I actually ended up eating half just because I felt bad. And I was like, I feel sick. Because I had so many carbs.
Yeah, so hopefully that's all right. We saw her late after the meet and she was happy.
Yeah.
So, and I was like trying to be like,
you're smiling. Like, hey,
I was like, oh my gosh, hey, I love your dress.
Girl, you are slaying right now. She's like, excuse you.
She's in her slay era.
Yeah. Girl, you look like you are in your slay era.
All right. I think we need some sleep.
I sound terrible.
All right. I think that's it from us, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you.